Oh, you can ask me more about that when I get home, I guess. Right now, yeah, I'm pretty focused on these one days after our last series in England. I haven't thought too much about the test matches. Yeah, it's going to be a great summer. It's exciting for the Australian summer, knowing South Africa are now the number one test team, and we have the chance, if we can win that series, to go to number one. But right now, I'm not taking my eyes off this series against Pakistan. No, we're pretty lucky, Pete, because it was so warm there. I think conditions were definitely too hot to wear jumpers and things like that up in Darwin. So I think it's helped, no doubt. We'll find out more in a couple of days once we get to Dubai. But I've played in the UAE before. It's a really dry heat, and there were a lot of similarities to what I faced when I played in the UAE to what we just experienced in Darwin. So if conditions are similar to when I played there a couple of years ago, I think we're prepared really well. You probably have to ask Mickey more about that. From the information I know, in the Argus review, it was about... You know, the head coach was also about presenting opportunities to other staff to help, I guess, build their leadership experience. And, you know, they wanted the assistant coach to have the opportunity to coach the team at certain stages, if that was in T20 one days or test matches. And I think Mickey's probably seen this as a really good opportunity for him to keep, you know, both his eyes on the T20 World Cup and make sure the preparation for the T20 World Cup is as good as it can be. You know, he'll be over there. I think he arrives as the second game's getting played. He arrives in the UAE, so he'll be around the group, but I think it's more so he can focus. Once the T20 boys arrive in the UAE, they are 100%, you know, organised and focused on the T20 World Cup. So I think it's probably worked out perfect in regards to timing. You know, we've got these four one days, which are crucial to the one day setup, but the bigger picture for the T20 boys is the 2020 World Cup that Mickey wants to make sure there's no stone left unturned, I guess, to win that tournament. For me? Nah, not at all. I'll watch it, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to seeing how the boys go. I know they're excited about it. All the squad was up in Darwin as well, so I had the chance to spend some time with the guys that aren't in the one-day team but also in the 2020 team for the UAE and obviously the World Cup.